Pekhatay. Okay, son. I'm not going to take advantage of your generosity, but just a few minutes. Now there is a Mishnah in Makis. Maya Rishus, Abko Rishus, Yotzav Makis Nei, Barab Rides Talmidei, Ushliar Bezdin Shehiko. What does it mean, Av Makis Nei? If he hits his son in the course of teaching Torah. So then, and Bishayek, he kills him, he's potter of goes. Or if he rabbi in the course of teaching Torah, so he kills Bishayek, the Talmud, he's potter of goes. And the Gemara says that it's not only true of Makes, Nei, or Talmidei, in the course of teaching Torah, but also if he's Hilik as Mei as Talmide in the course of teaching an Umnes, because Umnes is also a mitzvah. And the Rambam passes it in Perik Hei, Mi Hilches, Ritzeach Ushmiras Nefesh, Habein Shehorak as Sobi Bishgoro Goyle, Vichimov Shehorak as Mei Gil Al Yodei, Vamedvo Mamurim Bishahor Gishaloi Bishaslimut, Oishoi Mulamdi Umnes Achera Shemitzorich Lo. Aber Nisa Bnei Kedi Lamdi Teiro, Chochmo, Umnes, Umeis Potter. So the Rambam says, Aber Nisa Bnei Kedi Lamdi Teiro, Teiro, Umnes, everybody knows, Chochmo. Couldn't say that he means Chochmo is a Teiro because he mentions already Teiro. So what does Chochmo mean? Chochmo means Chochmo Seiro. Obviously it means Chochmo Seiro. So where is the mitzvah? So the Tzotnas Paneach in the Tshuva, it's not in the regular Sefer of Tzotnas Paneach, but it's a special Tshuva that was printed in the Torah Journal in Israel, Mayon. I have it written down, I mean, which Mayon it is. So there the Tzotnas Paneach says that it's the mitzvah of Hanig ben Minan d'Acheretz, the Yosafu Gonecho, Hanig ben Minan d'Acheretz. So, and then the Tzotnas Paneach, Yosef Rosen, mentions a mechilta in Parshas Bey, at the end of Parshas Bey. So there, the mechilta says, Ho'of chayeb lilamed ez bnei toiro beumnes. Then Rabbi Akiva imeir, af mechuyov lilamde la'ashiti b'mayim. So that's mentioned in the Mishnah, in the Gemara in Gdushin also. But then that's Rabbi Akiva. Rebbe imeir, af mechuyov lilamde yishuv medino. Yishuv Medino and Yishuv Eilam is Hanach. So this process says, that's Chochma. So that's a mitzvah. In other words, why is Umnes a mitzvah? So the Gemara in Gdushin says, Mitzei Chayim Misha Asher Arafto. So in Bisho Mamesh HaKosuk Medaveir. So made Umnes, teach an Umnes to your son. Together with marrying of the son, Kishem Shem Mechuyeb, Lilamdei, Lelasiye Yisho, Kach Mechuyeb, Lilamdei Unis, Vim Bitorakos Midabeir, Rechaim Yisho Asher Afto. So Yisho symbolizes Torah, because Torah is compared to Yisho. So Lameid Unis, So there is a mitzvah to teach an umnes. Why is an umnes important? Why is an umnes important? So it's not to make a living. It's not just to make a living. Of course, it's important because umnes is one element in their hearts. What is their hearts? Anything that is conducive to Yishuv Hamdino and anything that is conducive to his own fulfillment, so comes within their hearts. And of course, an umnes, if a person does not have an umnes, he does not have a job, he does not make a living, even if he gets enough from relief. Sometimes you can get more when you are on relief than when you have a job. Some doctors from Israel told me that those who live on relief in the United States make out much better than the doctors in Israel. So, So even if a person has the means to live, let's say he has a shvel gives him ibtikes. There is such a thing. There are many shvels who give ibtikes. That's something 50 years ago I didn't know, I mean, but it's actual door. Today there are many shvels who are looking dafke for a son-in-law who will take, accept ibtikes. And they are looking for it. So then there is no daigis for Moshe, but couldn't say that someone who lives on ibtikes all his life and doesn't do anything else, that he realizes self-fulfillment. So the union of oneness is not just in order to make a living. You see, but Buddha says that even if one is a terrific businessman, that the father is still mechuyach to teach him an oneness. But I think that in business you can make much more money than an oneness. A businessman is able to make more money than a carpenter anytime. So still, Rabbi Yudah, we don't pask like Rabbi Yudah. We pask like Tanakami. But Rabbi Yudah says he must teach him an oneness. Why? Because it's not just a question of being able to make a living. Otherwise, he'll have to live on charity, he'll have to beg, he'll become a pauper. Even if he doesn't have to become a pauper, even if he gets enough money from relief. So there is no self-fulfillment. So Hanig ben Minag Da'acharetz means that he has to be engaged in everything that is conducive to the upbuilding of the Medina, Yishuv Medina, Yishuv Hayom, and everything that is conducive to his own upbuilding, to his own self-fulfillment. So, now, I try to midalik al horen and mikapis al voice. Now, I said that the halachic justification for Torah Mabel as the goal for Yishuv University can be discussed from the point of view of five perspectives. Perspective number one, the study of Mada as a supplement or complement to Torah can be justified on the basis of the fact that the study of Mada is necessary as a medium towards the attainment of Avos Habayim. That was discussed already. Perspective number two, the study of Mada as a supplement or complement to Torah can be justified on the basis of the fact that the study of Mada is conducive to Yishuv for Elohim or Yishuv Medina or the upbuilding of the world. That was discussed already. Perspective number three, the study of Mada as a supplement or complement to Torah can be justified on the basis of the fact that the study of Mada is necessary as a medium towards self-fulfillment or self-upbuilding. That was discussed already. Now two more perspectives have to be discussed. Perspective number four, the study of Mada as a supplement or complement to Torah can be justified on the basis of the fact that the study of Mada is essential for a full understanding of the Torah and for the application of the halacha to the numerous and multifarious vicissitudes of life. It goes without saying that in order to be able to pass the shaila in electricity, you have to be versed in at least the rudiments of physics. In order to pass the shaila in pikuach nefesh, whether an operation should be performed, should not be performed, so one has to be versed in the rudiments of biology or physiology, I mean, and so on. He doesn't have to be a big scientist, but he has to know. If somebody is a goyen and has a mind like Ramesh Feinstein, so without studying the rudiments of science, so if he just hears a scientist explain to him in half an hour, he'll grasp it. But not everybody has the mind of a Ramesh Feinstein. So in order to understand the mitzvahs, he has to study science. Otherwise, he will not be able to paskin shailas in pikuach nefesh. So that is what the Rambam meant when he said, "Nilkechu kirakoches ukitaproches ukeifes liteo." So that's perspective number four. What is perspective number five? Kilharis esa amin desasori mesiopio kitevas mari. I think that when the Gemara in Shabbos says, "Kol mishiyideya, kol shiyideya lechashe v'tkufis umazolis," ve'ini mechashe, Rabbi Shechter, I think in another 10 minutes I'll be finished. Okay. There's the Pesuk in Shai. And then he says that it's mitzvah to be mechashev with kufis mazoleis because kihi chochmaschem ubinaschem leinam. And the Rambam, in the Tshuvah to Rav Ginis Nakel, so he has reference when he says, la'aris ha'amin v'sasorim esyofyo ketivas marayim. So he has reference to this Gemara, Ki chochmaschem ubinaschem leinam. So it is interesting. Rav Azariah Figo is one of the Deilei Aposkin, the Machaber of Gidulei Trumo, in his Sefer Bino Leitim. So he says, true that Gemara says that mitzvah lechashet kufis mazoles, it's a mitzvah for mitor, for lomditor, to be versed in the sciences in order to be able to inspire the nations of the world with the beauty of the Torah, the Torah. But the Gemara mentions the pasuk of Ki chochmaschem ubinaschem lein yam, but the Torah says in that pasuk Ushmartem vaasisem Ki chochmaschem ubinaschem lein yamim asher yishmiu nes kol hachukim eile v'yomru rakam chochom v'novin hagoy agodel hazeh. So the Torah emphasizes the element of Ushmartem vaasisem. So it is not just by being versed in the sciences, so we'll be able to inspire the nations of the world with the beauty of the Torah. We'll be able to inspire the nations of the world with the beauty of the Torah if the study of nature will be a tool to shmartem vasisem, if it will lead to an ideal behavior pattern. So then, it's kihi chochmaschem ubinaschem leinamim asher yishmiu nes kol hachukim eile v'yomru rakam chochom v'novin hagoy agodel hazeh. And this is the reason as to why the Rambam, in the preamble before the Seder Torah, before Sefer Amadot, in which he discusses, in Seder Torah he discusses the importance of the study of natural sciences. So in the preamble he says, Mishei chazdecho yitecho, v'tzidkoscho v'shalei. When will we be able to inspire the Amim and the Sorim, the Yofio Ketivas Mari, when will all people, Jew or non-Jew alike, be able to see Rakam Chochom v'Novin Hagoy Hazeh? Not just by Jews being proficient in physics, in chemistry, in biology. Even if Jews will get all the Nobel Prizes in all the fields of science and humanities, but if their behavior pattern will not be ethical, so then people will not say, Rakam Chochom v'Novin Hagoy Hazeh. The women say, Elom will say, Rakam Chochom v'Novin Hagoy Agodel Hazeh. And Jews too will say, Rakam Chochom v'Novin Hagoy Hazeh. If Mado, Sefer Mado will go hand in hand with the decision to have it in the sense. That's the reason of why the Rambam mentioned in the preamble to the Seder Torah, Mishei Chazdecho Yitecho, then we'll be able to inspire the Amim and the Sorim beyond the Ketivas Mari. Of course, there is a halachic justification for Torah and Mado. For Torah and Mado as the goal for Yeshiva University. And I can't even understand how anyone can be opposed to the idea of Torah and Mado as a goal for Yeshiva University. But Yeshiva University has to dedicate itself to the Yiseida Yiseida Yis, Ramuda Chochmeis, לידה שיש שם עוד ג'וישן, והוא ממציא כל נמצוא, וכל הנמצואים משמיים ואורת, לא נמציאו אלא מילים תסימותיהם. And the portion point out, why does the Rambam use the expression, Yiseida is Ramud HaChochme? It's not enough from the Rambam to indulge in words. The Rambam always has followed the approach of Leilom Yilami Dodom Talmidei Rosh Nitzor. The answer is because the mitzvah of Bonich HaDikim HaKiachor, according to the Rambam, as the Rambam himself points out, Mir Nebuchim, Book 1, Perek Lamed Gimel, And in conclusion, I would like to tell a certain story about my father, Zechem Lebrach. My father, my mother. The reason as to why I want to mention that story, very simple. Because lately I got some letters from anonymous people. They mean well. So one person sent in to me, anonymously, I don't know who the sender is, but I don't know why he's wasting his money. So he sent in to me a copy of the Birkas Shmuel's Tshuva to Harav Schwab about studying in university. I don't know why all of a sudden they sent it in to me, I don't know. Maybe it has to do something with this lecture, I don't know. I don't know. They mean well. There's no doubt that they mean well. Now, I'm also aware of the tshuva of Robert. I knew Robert very well. Whenever he was in Warsaw, he stayed in my father's house. I knew Robert very well as all those who sent in their tshuva to me. I knew him very well. So I want to mention a certain story. Eschatoyah ani maskarayim. Can't help it. So, when I was a young boy, I was a bookworm. I still am. A bookworm. And I like to read books. So, I started to read Freud. I'm his father, I'm making a confession. So I started to read Freud. So then, I read by Freud an essay, The Judgment of King Solomon. You can find it in all the psychological work by Freud. It's in about 20 volumes under the subtitle Beyond the Pleasure Principle. And an essay on the judgment of King Solomon. And there he discusses the detour that took place before Shlomo HaMelech between the two Noshim. The king before Shlomo HaMelech, and they had a time. One woman said that she stayed in the same house with another woman, and she gave birth to a child. The other woman gave birth to a child, and then her child was a living child, and the other woman's child died. So then, when she woke up one night, so she noticed that the dead child, who was the child of the other woman, had been placed in her bed near her, and the living child was placed near the other woman. And the other woman said, no, other. The living child is my child, and the dead child is your child. So Shlomo HaMelech said, they should bring him his sword. So they brought him his sword. And then he said, he'll cut the living child into two halves, and the dead child into two halves, and he'll make a chlukah. He didn't exactly conform to the halacha of Schneimer's Mitalis Yachleg. That's what Shlomo HaMelech said. So then one woman, the real mother said that the real mother said, no, let her keep the living child. I don't want the child to be caught in her. And the spurious mother said, no, gam li gam lo chayi. It's better that way. Let's have the living child caught in her. So Shlomo HaMelech said, the woman who said, no, she doesn't want that the living child should be cut in half, that's the real mother. And the other one is the spurious mother. So Freud writes that people don't understand the real reason for King Solomon's psychoanalysis. He agrees, he appreciates, he admires Shlomo HaMelech's psychoanalysis, but people don't understand that the real reason. So, what is the real reason? People think that Shlomo HaMelech came to the conclusion that the real mother is the one who didn't want that the living child should be cut in half. The real reason as to why Shlomo HaMelech came to the inescapable conclusion that the one who did want that the child should be cut in half was the spurious mother, because the motive of hatred by far is much stronger than the motive of love. So as far as the reluctance by the real mother to have the child cut to half, that's not such a right boy. But the right boy was the fact that woman said, cut the child, a little child, to half, because the motive of hatred is much stronger than the motive of love. It's not complementary, you know, to human integrity, but this is how it's going. I was very impressed with this essay, very impressed. I felt that this essay is a Brisker Chiddush of the Brisker Chiddush. Not always does Reb Chaim say there are two dinim. Sometimes there is only one din. But the question is, which din? Some people think that the Brisker approach consists in saying it's two dinim. No, not always. Sometimes there are no two dinim. There is only one din. But the question is, which din? So this, I felt, I was 17 years old, that I felt that this is typical of the Brisker approach. I told it to my mother. My mother was also very impressed. So, my mother told me, Aaron, Zog the seatbelt in Tati. Tell her to Papa. So, I was reluctant. So I was reluctant to repeat it to my father. I don't know, to my mother I wasn't reluctant, but to my father I was. Why, I don't know. I mean, I have to psychoanalyze myself. So I said about, we can see the Zomen Taten about Tate Veis as Freud is not curious. And my father knew very well, because my father read the Yiddish paper, he didn't read the New York Times, but he read the Morgen Journal every day, from cover to cover, every day, because he was interested in current events. So, by reading the Morgen Journal, so he found out about Freud's book on Moses and monotheism. So he knew that Freud was not curious, and that he wrote all kinds of nonsense. So I was reluctant to tell my father this Yechidushi Teira by Freud. I felt uncomfortable about it. So my mother said, what? So I said, the Rambam, the Mon Taristapo, Aristotle is Zechnich Menki Maini. He's coming to Mono, Azokta, what is Kabelis or Emes Michel? Anyway, my mother told me to tell it to my father, so I had to do it. But I postponed. Then, a few days later, a certain person, I'll mention his name because I'm only going to mention good things about him, not Chas V'Sholem bad things, so it will not involve an Nisar of Lashon Hara. There was, 50 years ago, there was in New York a certain person whose name was Dr. Rosenzweig. He was a very interesting person. In his young days, he was a Talmud in Slabotki, and he was a good Talmud in Slabotki, because when Ravnot Yirsch, the altar of Slabotki, sent a group of Mitzionim from Slabotki to Rabitzel Leponet Vizher, so this Dr. Rosenzweig was among the boys Tetravnot Hirsch, the Mashgiach of Slabotka Yeshiva, sent to Rabbi Tzalapanovich. So he probably was in Tzuyen, otherwise he wouldn't have sent him to Rabbi Tzalapanovich. Now then, he went to Germany and he studied philosophy in Berlin, and then he got a doctorate in philosophy, and he became an assistant to Hermann Kohn, the philosopher. And he was a real king. Of course, Yeshim Alochas Becholyei, he was a very remarkable, a master, but a real king, and a big Shin Alochas. He always learned. He was not a Gottel B'Teira, but he was Yeshim Alochas, a big Bentor, Baltor B'Teira. And he taught Bible in the college here in New York. So he happened to, he used to come to my father almost every 2 weeks. Asking Shiras, he discussed, he was a very interesting person. And he even told us, I mean the whole family, that one time Rabbi Meir Simche came to Berlin, he had to see certain doctors, the Yasaneach. So he told Rabbi Meir Simche about Hermann Kohn. So Rabbi Meir Simche said he would like to meet Hermann Kohn. So he arranged a meeting between Rabbi Meir Simche and Hermann Kohn. And what did he discuss, Rabbi Meir Simche and Hermann Kohn? The Rambam about Prilin Yediyah Nuchishuv. So then Hermann Kohn was very impressed. He says, he never thought that the Rov is only involved in Torah learning, has such a profound insight in philosophical problems. So he used to visit my father almost every other week. So a few days after this, I read this essay by Freud. So he came to visit. Then he started to talk about this one, that one, Albert Einstein, you know, all kinds. Then he started to talk about Freud. So I found that there's an opportune moment in Shasakesha to tell my father what Freud said. There's an opportune moment like this. It was difficult for me to mention it to my father, Zechen Levoach. It was difficult. But I would have done it anyway, but it became easy when he started to talk about Freud. Oh, so that's the opportune moment. So I mentioned to my father. So my father said, "Sehr gut. Rabbi Bosra Stasloch is Pilus. This is all of this. Sagimorin in Marcus." And then, that was in December. And the summer before that, I learned Marcus. So my father says, "Sagimorin Marcus." I couldn't understand. So he said, the end of Marcus. So the Gemara says, "Bishleisha mikenes, hoi fia ruach hakedesh, bibeis medrosha." Once bibeis dinei shalchei, and once when he said, "Tzotko mimeni," and then another, and bibeis dinei shalchei, when Shleimei said, "You should give the living baby to that mother, she is the mother." So, me know Yade. How do you know? So the answer is, because Bill Hakeish, otherwise how could he have known? So the more is the Kashe, why Hakeish? Maybe without Hakeish, just with Chochmah. So the Gemara says, no, he couldn't have come to that conclusion just because of Chochmah, because of psychoanalysis. Because Dilma Rumikomar, maybe that woman, the so-called genuine, real mother, was just acting very smartly, sagaciously. Rumikomar. So the Gemara says, no, it couldn't be because of Rumikomar. Because the other woman said, no, they should cut the child into two halves. So even without Ruach HaKodesh, so Shlomo could have come to that conclusion, just on the basis of Chochmah. But it's a Kabbalah that Shlomo said it the Ruach HaKodesh, but only because there is a Kabbalah. Otherwise, he could have come to the same conclusion without Ruach HaKodesh, because of the other mother. So the Gemara says so. Freud is right. So he says, and The story about Reb Chaim. Very interesting story about Reb Chaim. What's the story about Reb Chaim? Very interesting story. Reb Chaim was a Rav in Brisk. So one time, the butcher of Brisk had a shaila about two bulls, and Ratzin Chazelik was known to be the biggest maker in Europe. But here there was such a case that even Ratzin Chazelik couldn't find the head. So Ratzin Chazelik paskened, Reb Chaim paskened. He delegated all the shaylas to Ratzin Chazelik. But he agreed with Ratzin Chazelik that there is no basis to be matir. And we had to be matir with two bulls. And that involved the loss of a few thousand rubles in Tsarist Russia in those days. So Reb Chaim and Reb Chaim thought that when the psak will be given, so the butcher will probably become so angry and start screaming. No, he told the psak, it's straight. So he was mekabel the other psak. Then a few months later, so the same butcher added in Torah with another person before Reb Chaim, and he lost. But the amount that it involved was much less than the loss involved in the psak by Reb Chazelik, that the two bulls are trained. So when Reb Chaim mentioned the psak, so the butcher started to scream at Reb Chaim, calling all kinds of names, Gazlan Ritzeach, Sister Harusman, beautiful me. I don't want to translate into English. Then, nothing. But Chaim at first didn't retort back. But then, when he started to keep on screaming at Chaim, Gazlan Ritzeach, and cursing, Reb Chaim said to him, this is a spawning, and get a voice from the message. That's the story. That was close before Rosh Hashanah. Then Yom Kippur, my father told me the whole story. Then Yom Kippur, my father was then 17 years old, and Chatovu was 10 years old, and the older brother of Yisrael Gershon was 20 years old. So, just as everybody was getting ready, you know, for Kippur in the shul, in the Rosh shul, so Reb Chaim said to his children, to the three of them, Yadarf ist agen zum Schneiderschen Bismarck, because that butcher davened in the Tailor's Bismarck. All right, so they went. What is Reb Chaim have to do with the Schneiderschen Bismarck? So no one knew, but no one dared ask him why. So he went with his three sons to the Schneidersche Bismarck. The reason was because there is a halacha that if somebody insulted another person, so before Yom Kippur, he has to ask him a chil. So since Reb Chaim at the end retorted back to the butcher and told him, Chutzpenik has spawned the arroz from Bezlin Shtevo, take it from the yard, so he wanted to ask him a chil. So he came to Schneidersche Bismarck, and all the Jews, they had a talisim over their heads, and that butcher also had a talis over his head. So Reb Chaim couldn't determine who is that person whom he has to ask for. Everybody had his class. So he bent down and he tried to look until finally he found that butcher. So he stopped and said, "Er denkt, how is schon noch die ganze Materie, or das haben die Beser nach mir, aber ich habe es gesagt, is it there, is in Kippur, better by Chuchim." So he lifted the talus over his head. He said to Reb Chaim, "Meicho, the girl trick." So Reb Chaim said to him in the presence of his three sons, "You better mechil noch amol, zweiti. That the noach and meicho zayin had the girl trick. Gazla leina. So he said, "No, you've nicht meicho." So he said, "Better hadrit mo." He said, "You've nicht meicho. Du wirst meicho ane no haus." So then Reb Chaim said, "Ich habe schon gebeten dreimal Mechile, mehr darf ich nicht." Aber meint, als ich habe gebeten Mechile, weil ich habe gehandelt, negative Diener, ich habe nicht gehandelt. Ich habe gerade recht, ich bin dran zurück. שעשיות לעומדים זיוון שעותים. אבל עם כיפר, אז מבלידיקת המנשן, תפנן בית מחילה. אפילו זה מנהם בכלל. נדאר בית מחילה וכיפר. חבר גבית מירה, ומאה. בית, אני מבין שזה בית, אבל זה רק נחל, עם כיפר, אני מבט את זה. אני רואה. So then, then Ratzin Chazelik heard his dog. So Rabbi Chazin Zelik was on the verge of tears. He was crying. Then, on the day of Yom Kippur, he was in Rabbi Chaim's house, and he was every day in Rabbi Chaim's house. So he says, he can't understand. He's opened it. How is it that person has such a chutzpah, such an as a spot? Yom Kippur. He doesn't want to be Michal Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Chaim stoops down so low. They ask him to heal him now. And the same person, when he got the psak about the two bulls that he has to lose, 3,000 to a bull, he was Nikarada. How can you understand it? So Rabbi Chaim said to him, verse of Tzrakashim. So Rabbi Chaim mentioned the Gemara Mas. You see, that the motive of sinning is much stronger than the motive of love. So the motive of sine is much stronger than even avasatme. So there it was a question of avasatme. You know, he was not a very generous person and he liked money. But because of the deen, so he was able to suppress his avasamone. His avasatme, not avasamone, his avasatme. But here he was angry at me, not because he lost, because the other fellow won. The leader was angry. But in Kass, weil der andere Baldino gewonnen hat, nicht weil verloren hat. Verloren nicht hier in der Knappe da. Aber der andere hat gewonnen, sagt er. So, ich sagte, ja, ich muss das auch gesagt. Na, was hast du auch in Spiles? So, I said, ich hab in Spiles. Jetzt doch hast der Seder das gesagt, auf Freunden haben wir uns, wo es der Seder gesagt hat. So, ich sagte, was ist das als eine Pelle? Freude hat einen guten Kopf, und dann haben wir uns dazu. So, that's the story. Then, Dr. Rosenzweig, Dr. Rosenzweig said, he asked him, and my father did not become angry at me. So as I asked my father, he said, so right, was ich hab gut freuen, sagt er, das ist, a gute Sache machen tun's, Kabila Sam ist nicht schon. That's what my father told me. So then Dr. Rothschweig asked the child of my father. He said, he heard my father say, Kabila Sam ist nicht schon, he teaches Bible in the college. So he wants to know whether it's all right for him to mention what the Bible critics say in the course of Bible. He says, of course, I'll refute it. Damashitoshi. So my father said, no, you're not allowed to mention what Bible critics say. And then he told me, Alan, bring me a Rif of Sanhedrin. So I brought a Rif of Sanhedrin. In those days, so the Shas did not have the Rif at the end of it. But there is a special chiddush of Rif and Shas. So there was a Rif and Zif. Now, that's one of the nine kings. Kol Yisrael Yishlem Chelech Rabo, Shenema Vamech Kolom Tzadikim Leilim Yisrael Eretz Neitzem Atoyim As Yodo Yishpay. Ve'ilehim Shemem Chelech Rabo, Ha'im Erim Tchiyas Ha'meisim Atel Vintirim Ha'shemayim Ha'pikiras, Rabbe Kibbe Imer Ha'chakir Bisfor Machitein. What is for Machitein? So the Gemara says, Sifrei Zdukim. Rabbi Yisif Omar Rabbi Seva Benzir also knew. So the Rib says, now, by the way, I mentioned that Gemara Machitein, the Meiri and Sanhedrin says that when Rabbi Akiva says, Akiva is for Hatzim Achil Rabos, Akiva, it means if somebody reads Sifre means, Eim Achil Rabos, Has Vishoren, it means if somebody reads for Machitein, it nishareitze la'olich, la'olich bidaiton, hakizeves, if he reads this for Machitein in order to follow them, their paths, and to adapt their views, then it's Eim Achil Rabos. But if somebody reads for Machitein, whether also or not also, but not for the purpose of following their views, then Chas V'Sholem that he should say that he's in a Chelek Rabo. That's what Miri says. But then the Rif says, Rav Akiva Imi, Rav Akiva Bisvon HaChatein. Tone, Bisifre Nimin, Eisom Shepirshu, the Rif, I'm Sanhedrin, Eisom Shepirshu HaTiro, Nivi Muksuvi, Al Pidaiton, Viloi Somcho, Al Medrash Chachon. So what does Sforom HaChatein mean? Those who explain the Torah not according to the Das Medrash Chazal. Ki yesh bidivreyem tzad minus, v'chol mokim shepokcho haminim, tshuvosom bitzidom, v'afu idvorem teivim, osom bitchayif. So the Rif says, that those books that interpret the Torah neged Medrash Chazal, even if there is something in the books that is dovotek, something that is very good, so you're still not allowed to mention it. So the question is, but Kabir es ha'emes v'nisha omrei, the Rambam mentions in Chizkidush Achilish the certain things that he says there are based upon Chacham Yovon, and we shouldn't hesitate to accept them just because they were not Jews, they are not Mamim, because Kabir es ha'emes v'nisha omrei doesn't make any difference who says it, if it's based upon Chosmah. So my father has the question, so why does the Rif say Afu Dvorim Tevim Shevoem Osol Chayso? And then the Rif says that those Svarim of Pirshu HaTeiro Nevi'im Uksivim Al Pidaiton V'Nisomcho Al Merash Rachomim, so Yeish V'Divrein Tzadminis. When you forage the Teire Neged Met Rosh Chazal, so that's Tzadminus, that's Minus Mamesh. It's completely Minus. Why does the Rif use the Lashon Yeish V'Divrein Tzadminus? V'chomokim shepokho aminim tshuvosom bitzidom. Now the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that one Zayin Omer Rabbi Yechanan Rabbi Lezer Meir Ebishkeibu Meteiro Bidam Ashetoshet Vapkiras. So that means Olin Forshim says sometimes it's muter, not even muter, it's necessary to study this days aminim in order to be able what to say, what answer to counteract them, the days aminim. So Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Bamedvam Amurim, Beapikiris Akhun, Avel, Beapikiris Yisroel Oy. So Dama Shetoshit, that we are allowed to discuss with an Apikiris, only Apikiris Akhun, Apikiris Yisroel Nath, Koshkin Hippocrates. So my father said, from this week it appears that when the Gemara says, Avel, Beapikiris Yisroel Oy, it doesn't mean Apikiris Yisroel, if the Jew is an Apikiris, let's say like Freud, he's a Jew, and he was an Apikiris, doesn't mean that you cannot mention anything that Dvorim Tevim that he said. Why not? Doesn't the Rambam mention Aristotle? Doesn't the Rambam mention Hippocrates? And Hippocrates was an atheist. Hippocrates writes that nature works by itself without a master, he was an atheist. Still, the Rambam attacked him for his apikosis, wouldn't warrant even imagine. So just because Freud wrote in a precursor sefer of Moses and monotheism, so that's a precursor. But the Dvorim Teivim that Freud discovered should be studied. The part he delved into the intricacies of the depths of human nature, of human psyche. So, but that's only in regard when he says Dvorim Teivim. Also in Kreson. So it's only in respect to those two kin whose endeavor is to undermine the Gishas HaTorah. Aristotle's endeavor was not to undermine the Torah. It had nothing to do with Torah. Freud was not curious. But his endeavor, his objective was not to undermine the Gishas HaTorah. So maybe the Dvorim Teivim of Freud we have to learn. But the two kin whose whole endeavor is to undermine the Gishas HaTorah, like Bible critics or Talmud critics of all kinds. So that attitude Dvorim Teivim also creates some. So my father says back to Odin's life, so Abe attitude Dvorim Teivim was his own torment, tarnished learning, halachas kamo v'chamo de Dvorim Roim, afile das itzu with madam shetoshit, avada avada tarnished, and that's what the Gemara, that from Zion Sanhedrin says, Loishonu ala apikiris akum, ala apikiris Yisrael, koshkin di pokat fei, di omar abyeichanem, kol mokim she poko aminu chubosam bitzion. For example, see, the meaning said that according to the Torah, there are many rishuis, because the Torah says, nasa odom bitzal meinu ki gnuseinu velo sharabim, but chubosam bitzidu ba yasa odom bitzal meinu ki gnuseinu. So that means that kol mokim shepokho amin shebosam tzion. What's the purpose of kol mokim shepokho amin shebosam tzion? So, and suppose it's not shebosam tzion? Monefshech, if we are not allowed even to argue with this kind of matkias, so what difference does it make whether shebosam tzion or not shebosam tzion? The answer is, if shebosam had not been tzion, so then we could say, it's not matkias. So that's the way it feels. But the fact that whenever they say something as an explanation of the Torah, so Chubosam Bitzidon shows that they are not objective. Their primary goal is to undermine the Torah. So Melech, we should not even mention it voluntarily. Not because, so Dr. Rodenzweig said, Kabbalah Semes Mishomrei, so my father said, Avada Kabbalah Semes Mishomrei. But if their primary goal is to undermine the Torah, so it's not honest, it's checker, it's only misleading, it's deceptively honest. That's why the Rif says, Tone bisiflenim, eisom shepirshu ha-tero, nivir muksubim al-pidaitom, v'lisomcho al-medrash hachomim, chiyesh bidvorim tzadminus. The question of Ayes, why does it say tzadminus? It's minus mamesh. No, even the dvorim teivim. So Minus is lurking behind the Dvorim Teivim because their whole endeavor is to undermine the Yishus HaTorah. And this is so true. It made such an impression upon my mind. Because then, when I read about Wellhausen, so I saw that the whole purpose of the Bible pages was not in order to explain something, you know, with intellectual honesty. It was the Bible criticism was the first step to undermine the Gishas HaTorah, and it paved the road for the Nazi ideology. And whether it's Bible criticism or Talmud criticism is the same thing. Talmud criticism is much more dangerous than Bible criticism. Because Bible criticism, so at least the Catholics will not appreciate it. Talmud criticism, everybody will appreciate it. Everybody! The Catholics will also like it. Cardinal O'Connor will like Talmud criticism. He will not like Bible criticism. So Bible criticism is not half as dangerous. Is not even half as dangerous as Talmud criticism. And then my father mentioned the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuvov. The Gemara says in respect to the pasuk. In Tehillim, the Pilgrim Ways about Deak. So the David says, Gam keil yitot chol netzach, yachticho v'yizochacho me'eil, v'sherashcho me'eretz chayim salot. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Bachkubot says that the question arose that by Deak, and Deak was a big rambam in Deak, but Deak, the Rambam mentions in Pirush HaMishneh, Yichud, so he says, Hamin, the Rambam's lashon is, Ramin, Esel Chachomin, Vim Pritze Yisrael, Vim Rom Sheko Asichu Zem Sichlom, Hishkiru Ataybes Mir Napheison, Vichoko Adas Valanbim Alei Masholem, Visichluson, Umarzivin Anvim Vameshen Yedim Ben Yumo, Veizim Hadas Adosis, Vineadin Kaus Reish, Veakat Hazois, Hikad Deag Vachi Seifel, Gechazi, Elisho Achayo Vehadein Elohim. Adinlem, and then he says, "V'anoshim leilu also echom shkutosom, v'kachomu tiraskiyan shkutas min labrizore piti paskusi geli ayneser svorot siptik sifrik kusmi." The question is, the Rambam wants to mention an example of min. So whom does he mention? Only Lomdi, Deyak, Sefer, Gechazi, Elisha Acher. Another person besides these, the answer is here the Rambam says Svorov Sikrikism, my father said Svorov Sikrikism, in other words, even if he writes Torah, so it is to be considered a Sikrikism. That doesn't apply to any other apikos, only to the apikos who encourage the Torah Shaloyal Pinerash Rachomim, whose whole goal is to undermine the Gdushas HaTorah, and that was the goal of the Bible critics. Starting with Wellhausen, it paved the road for Nazi Germany, and this is the goal of the Talmud critics. And the fact that they use a fancy name does not change the picture. The whole purpose of Bible criticism and of Talmud criticism is to undermine the Gdushas HaTorah. So the Gemara says, that they are wanted, that his divrei Torah, and he was a big one, should be mentioned in the Beis Medrash. So, David says, Gam keil yitot chol lenetzach, yachticho, v'yisochacho me'eil, that lo yishtoma dvoro b'Beis Medrash, even the dvor in Tevin of Bible critics or Talmud critics have no place in the oil shel Torah. Now, briefly in conclusion, the goal of Yeshiva University is Torah and Mabel. And I think that Mabel is very broad. It's not to be limited to natural sciences. It includes the humanities and the social sciences and music. I don't mean Chas v'Shalom rock and roll music, but lofty music it includes. And so it's the place of if you fuse shall yefes nibol shame, but there is no place for Bible criticism or Talmud criticism in the holy shame because of the pasuk gam keil yitot chol netzach yachticho v'yizochacho me'eil v'shiroshcho me'eretz chayim salot. In conclusion, I would like to mention one minor chazal. By borach yisom yisroel v'yenahu leimeir v'chol yiborach yisroel leimeir. So Rashi says, "Habor liborich hazmei, habor liborich hazat talmidei, yiborich lehem b'zeh aloshin, yisimcho elikim ki Ephraim b'chimnashi." Ephraim b'chimnashi. So in other words, here we have aloche. This is the formula of broche that we have to employ. Whenever a father wants to bestow his blessing upon his children, whenever a teacher wants to bestow his blessing upon his disciples, he has to say, "B'chol yivorach Yisroel Emeir, Yisimcho Elikim Kefraim Achimash." What's so unique about the Primus? But I think that the meaning is very simple. Chazal tell us that Ephraim was Pirosei Nosei. he was mikabel all the Torah that Yosef HaTzadik was mikabel from Yaakov Avinu, and that Yaakov Avinu in turn was mikabel b'smitrosh shoshim neda. So he was, I would say, Ephraim was the Rosh Hashiva type, prototype. Menashe was a worthy person. He knew all languages, he knew all the branches of wisdom. He was a professional. Ephraim was, I wouldn't say Ephraim was just a Kohenik, he was a Rosh Hashiva, a big Rosh Hashiva Ephraim. And Menashe was a big professional. Actor, engineer, everything, linguist, everything. So, b'cho yivorech Yisroel emeir, yisimcho elikim ke'efraim b'chemnashe. In other words, the endeavor and the goal of Yeshiva University has to be to train Ephraims and Menashes. Not everyone can be an Ephraim. Unfortunately, the Yemes HaMashiach has not arrived yet when it will be b'cho b'nayach l'mudei Hashem. So, it's not b'cho b'nayach l'mudei Hashem. But, so, Yeshiva University's goal should be to train Ephraim and Menashe. But, when Yaakov Avinu bestowed his blessing upon Ephraim and Menashe, so Sikiles Yodov, like this, what does that symbolize, Sikiles Yodov? That means there has to be integration between the training of Ephraim and the training of Menashe. True Ephraim is going to be muscle with hero, it will be Terosim Nose, but even Ephraim is muscle with hero will be involved and be Rosh Hashiva, but he has to be a little Menashe. If he will not be any Menashe, he will not be versed in Chochmas Eilam, he will not know science, he will not know humanities, he will not be able to pass Kishayas properly. Not everyone is a goyim. Is it like Hamisha Feinstein, who in half an hour can understand it better than a scientist? And he'll certainly not be able to inspire the Amin the Sorinness to Laharis Amin the Sorinness Yotio Ketivus Mari. In order to be able to inspire other people in the beauty of Torah, he himself has to be proficient in the sciences and in the arts, and he has to be educated. Otherwise, he will not be able to inspire Amin v'Asorim with the beauty of the Torah. So every Ephraim has to be a little Menashe. And on the other hand, every Menashe has to be a little bit of Ephraim. Sikiles Yodov, that should be the goal of Yeshiva University. Sikiles Yodov, Simcho Elikim k'Ephraim v'Menashe. By all means, Yeshiva University should train engineers and sociologists and doctors and dentists and economists and even musicians. And I would suggest, I have another project for Yeshiva University. They should open up a school of diplomacy to train Kissingers, should be Bnei Torah. Then it will be, as I mentioned in the drosha at the reception that was given for Rabbi Leizer Shapiro Shlita and for me, Yechol B'nayich L'mudi Ad Hashem B'Altikcho B'nayich Al Boi Noich. Doesn't mean Boi Noich builders, all the same builders. It means Boi as your intellectuals. Altikcho B'nayich Al Boi Noich. Boi Noich means your intellectuals, your understanders. From being, not from Bonoi. From being, and the Gemara in Ida says, Bino nos nakadi vocho, beisho, yesem beish, shenema vayiven as a tselo ashalokach meish, leisho. So it appears from this Gemara that vayiven is not to be understood in the sense of he built, but he endowed the ribs of Adam with superior intelligence. So al tikcho b'nayich al boi noich. If the boi noich, your intellectuals, your doctors and your dentists and your engineers and your economists and your sociologists and your businessmen, business people and your accountants and your musicians and the professors of literature and music and art will be l'mudei Hashem, then v'raflim b'nayich, I think that if Yeshiva University would open up a school of diplomacy and train diplomats, that will be colossal Kiddush Hashem. So there is a place for every branch of wisdom in Yeshiva University. But there is one thing which is not wisdom. He has no place in Yeshiva University, and that's Bible criticism and Talmud criticism. Even the Dvorim Tevim have no place, because Kolbokin Shepokho Hamin Chubosom Betidom, and it's Yeshad Mizbran. We have to be on guard that not one seemingly Dorotate should be mentioned in the Holy Shame. There is no Mukbolim saying that in Tumeh there are mitzvahs of Kedusha, but in Bible criticism and in Talmud criticism there are no mitzvahs of Kedusha. It's Kulei Tumeh, pure and simple, no mitzvahs of Kedusha. So the goal of Yeshiva University should be the Simcha Elikim Kefraim Lechem Nashe. Yeshiva University should train Ephraim's big Menashe's, who should be little Ephraim's in Torah, and bigger friends, but little menashes in the Chochmah.
I'm going to go to the house. Och, jag har ljudet. Jag har varit här i det liv. Jag har varit ljudet. Och att ni såg nu annars, att jag har varit här i det liv. Och att ni fann att jag fick mig ett förhållet. Jag har varit ljudet. Och jag har varit ljudet. Jag har varit ljudet. I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do this.